ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Al-Musavi.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program Bridge. We are looking at supplication number 8 for Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi al-salam. We go to the part where the Imam alayhi salam is supplication number 8, and he says, obviously, supplication number 8 is about seeking refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from moral vices and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to replace them with moral deeds, if we can use that term. So the Imam salamullah alayhi, in his supplication, he kind of divides them into parts where each few are related to one another. The last one we looked at is where he was talking about him and people. So he was seeking refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from abandoning someone who is in trouble. And just right after the Imam salamullah alayhi says, and we also seek refuge in you, أو نروم ما ليس لنا بحق, or that we might take something that is rightfully not ours. Now, obviously, the Imam alayhi salam, he is talking about rights. And when it comes to rights, it is a huge, big discussion. It is not a five-minute discussion or even a 10-minute episode. Rather, it's a matter of hours upon hours, because when we talk about rights, there are so many things involved. However, we will try to compress as much as we can. When it comes to rights, there are two rights we need to know: the rights of Allah and the rights of people. Now, let us quickly discuss these two. But first, let's go to a break.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
A bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana,
welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are still listening to the program Bridge. So, rights. The Imam says, O Allah, I seek refuge in you from taking the rights of other people, which it is a great big deal. Now, when we talk about rights, we have the rights of people, we have the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When it comes to the right of Allah, obviously, that is a very easy cut. We don't need to talk much about that, because Allah said, these are my conditions, don't transgress, don't cross your limits, don't disobey. If we cross these limits and these lines, then obviously we are taking the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on the day of judgment, it is just between me and Allah Himself. He says, okay, you didn't pray to me, you didn't do this to me, and then it's up to Him to forgive or to punish. We have no issue there. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will deal with His servants based on what He sees fit. Now, the problem is when it comes to haqqun nas, the rights of people, This is where the actual qiyamah will be, the actual resurrection, the actual judgment will be based on that. Because at the end of the day, between us and Allah, that's going to be sorted. I'll give you an example. Two Bedouins came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And they were just simple Bedouins. They said to him, Ya Rasulullah, on day of judgment, who is going to be the judge? And the Prophet said, Allah. And the Bedouin, one of them got up and he told his friend, let's go. That's it, we're done. And he's like, what do you mean? He's like, if it's up to Allah, then we have nothing to worry about. That's it. That's how the reality. Allah is very merciful. When it comes to people is a problem. When you take someone else's right, that's a problem. If you say a word, if you do an act towards someone oppressively, then expect yourself to be there for a long time. Why? Because even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, he will say, this is out of my hand. I can't do much. You've done ghiba for this person, you take it, deal with him. If he forgives you, then I got no beef with you, I'll forgive you too. If he doesn't, then I can't do much either. If you've stolen from someone, the same applies. If you assaulted someone, the same applies. If you accused someone, the same thing applies. So whatever you do to people that they don't like, they will hold you accountable on the day of judgment. They will prolong your stay. Let us take a short break and then we will come back.
Listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge. So we're talking about rights of people. Now, when it comes to the rights of people, it's a very sensitive topic that sometimes, because we get so busy with life and we move around, we kind of take it for granted that I can do whatever I want and get away with it. That is nonsense. Actually, most of the akhlaq, most of the morals and ethics in Islam revolves around dealing with people. If not all of it deals with people, because akhlaq is not between you and Allah. You can't say, well, I'm behaved when you're in a room by yourself. It means nothing. So akhlaq has to deal with people. The hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he says, مَا عَبَدَ اللَّهَ بِشَيْءٍ. There is nothing that Allah could be worshipped in that is more beloved, that is أفضل, the best of, مِنْ أَدَاءِ حَقِّ الْمُؤْمِنِ, to give a mu'min has right. So even when, in terms of salah and siyam, you can fast, you can pray, you can do whatever you want. And you can get a tick in every one of them. You can get 100 in all of them. But if you have haqqun nas, the rights of people, you're not going to move an inch on the sirat, on the path. That's how sensitive it is. Even the shuhada themselves will be stopped if they have haqqun nas. We are in the month of Muharram. And Imam Hussein alayhi salam, one of the things that he did in the plains of Muharram, the night before the battle, he said to his friends and his companions, he said, if any of you has debts or he has rights or people has rights over him, let him go. He's free from my bay'ah. I give him absolutely free ticket out of this, go do your business. I don't want anyone to die with me while they have haqqun nas in their necks, while there's rights to people on them. I don't want such martyrs. Why? Because they will be stopped on the Day of Judgment. So Imam Hussein alayhi salam, to that extent, he took this matter seriously, because haqqun nas is a serious matter that not even the shaheed under the wing of Imam Hussein will be able to escape. So me and you, we have a lot of recounting to do, because sometimes we might do stupid things and we say they're trivial, they're small, they're nothing. But to Allah, is not. Sometimes even me, myself, when I'm driving a car, I say to myself, well, I better not take the time of someone else, because that second is counted. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Al-Musawi in the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد